I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. What a beautiful Monday. It's 4:20, man.
The man went back to the Gorillas.
Yes, dog. I can't even believe that.
For Superman over
That's
there.
My homie over there. Like, Soup, you in trouble, bro. Don't let Darian on the ones and twos.
My other homie, D-Lane, just tagged me and Darian on a post where it said he's going to be the co-host of the Bud and Booze Festival coming up on June 6th. We in that thing, John.
D-Lane. What is the Bud? Whoa. Bud and Booze Festival?
They just came up with it, John.
Booze Festival.
So somebody in the city just came up with it, and it's legit.
Hold up. Give me that. Oh, yeah, I'm in. D-Lane is hilarious. By the way, I gave those tickets away for the comedy festival. It was the Good Vibes Comedy Festival at the Hightone this weekend. Mm-hmm. And everybody said they had a great time. Even one of my homies, who's a police officer in the gang unit. Oh. But, like, you wouldn't know. He don't look like he's a police officer. That's why he's in the gang unit.
Don't want to kick your ass.
Yeah, that, you don't want
like
him.
Fast.
Yeah. He was like, dude, I needed that in my life.
Yeah, he needed some good laughs.
What I've been, you know, what I deal with on a reg.
Yeah.
He was like, thank you so much. He had so much fun at the Hightone watching the Good Vibes Comedy Festival. He went actually after Wingfest on Saturday.
Oh, see, he
did it right. He came down and did the Wingfest for, like, you know, from about 1 o'clock till about 5 and then rolled up out of there.
Like me, out there from 1 to 5.
And then he bounced up out that joint and headed on over to the Good Vibes Comedy Festival and enjoyed himself. So
that's an excellent weekend.
Always, like, I gave him, of course, the Wingfest tickets and the Good Vibes comedy. So don't you ever mess with me, please. Oh, and by the way, I did see some funny stuff over the weekend because, you know, I get on that TikTok.
Oh, God.
My little homie on the other side of glass.
Oh, yeah.
Jared. Say hello, Jared. Hello.
What's up?
See, dude, we're going to get him comfortable, but I got to tell you something, man. I was watching his TikTok over the weekend, and I cracked my ass up. He is funny. We're going to get this young man right. He's got that, a great sense of humor, especially for being so young, because most young people, you know, they're so woke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They've been to therapy.
Like, yeah, too much therapy, bro.
Give them their props. They've been to therapy.
Quit worrying about everything hurting your feelings.
I appreciate them being conscious and in touch with their feelings, though.
There's a little bit. Sometimes it's too much, man.
That's because you ain't been to therapy.
All right, what are you talking about? You don't think Chaz has done tried to take me up in that joint? I didn't say I went, but I know they've been trying.
Your best therapy was chopping it up with me. So.
That's right. And I do have a shrink.
I've been to therapy, John.
But let me just tell you something. Do y'all know shrinks don't talk to them, really, to be honest with you?
No, you don't.
No, you go get meds. Yep. Like, I get so agitated when they ask me, how am I doing? What are you talking about?
The therapist you talk to.
Why do you care?
They have a pad, and they're taking notes. And
yeah.
The shrink, they just got a prescription pad.
Right. Here you go.
Get you some Zoloft, chief.
Go get your Xanax,
Got to shout out Brock Lesnar for retiring this weekend, too, John. He got his ass.
So, we had Wingfest. We had NBA playoff basketball. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even mentioned it, because we'll talk about it a lot on Wednesday, but it was the first time ESPN.
Second time, I think. No, it was first time. You're right.
First time ESPN put on WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, at least for an hour. They gave you the first hour, which they gave you some quality action for.
Sadly,
the first
like, I hate to say it, most of what I learned from WrestleMania was watching ESPN late night. God, I think last night when I couldn't go to sleep and they were
recapping
everything. Yeah.
They do. I give them this. A lot of people knock them for that. They do a good job.
No, I thought they did a good job. And again, I'm going to tell you something. Some of these hits, look vicious.
Some of them are.
Oh, no, they are vicious. I mean, this is no. Look, bro, that is a that's the type of theater I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Put me in that show. What was it?
And they doing that on one take.
Where Tom Cruise with Nicole Kidman. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I can do that.
You can do that one, but
this, but don't beat the hell out of me.
I mean, you see Pat with the brace on today, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, McAfee's got a neck brace on his show today.
And all he took was an RKO, you know?
But so my man Brock Lesnar, he got worked by the big homie.
Yeah, like 5 minutes or so. Big homie, Brock hit him with his finishing move, the F5. Big homie hopped right up, looked at him like, man, I don't feel that. Kicked him, picked him up, flipped him. Like, you have to really, like, he literally flipped him. Brock helped him, of course. Flipped him, power bombed him, 1, 2, 3. Brock was out of there. Brock was taking his gear off, left his gear in the middle of the ring. That signifies he's going home for good. He's retired.
No way, and that's how he went out?
Yeah. I appreciate Brock for putting the younger talent
over. Well, I'm sure he got a fat check.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Brock probably got a 7 figures, anything north of 7 figures just for that, because he's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
You know, he still holds weight, and his name's going to always hold that value. But for the 1 hour that they showed, I didn't get to see Saturday because I was just
surprised to hear this, Wayfest, but, by the way.
What's that?
And this is going to sound crazy. And it's because I think that this is where I feel like I might be a lunatic. I've gotten so used to college athletes and professional athletes getting these multi-million dollar deals. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at my homie's contract last year's offensive player of the year out of Ohio State. Yeah. Jackson Smith and Jigba went off and got paid.
Got paid heavy.
We see the quarterback contracts that are absolute lunacy. Like Daniel Jones has one playoff game that he played in.
He got swole.
Hasn't done really a full season of good football.
Right.
Didn't even throw 2 touchdown passes in a game other than against Minnesota for the first 2 years of his career. And he's made so much money, it's not funny. To find out that Brock Lesnar's made $20 million in his career kind of messed me up.
Yeah.
Because he's been wrestling for a long time. And it said, in the UFC, when he was doing UFC and stuff, like, he only made like $2 million.
Right.
When he was with the WWE at the elite level, his contracts were $2.5 million a year. Mm. But again, being at that elite level was, you know, such a certain amount of time. And it just, I mean, again, I would be so happy with $20 million. Don't get me wrong.
I think it came about, okay, because you got like his first run when he was young. That only went for like 3 years.
Yep.
He wasn't around long. Just like 02, he left after WrestleMania in 04 to go play football.
Yep.
He did that, and then
in the UFC stuff.
Then he did he went and wrestled in Japan as well. So,
oh, I didn't even know that.
It's good money in Japan. They make great money over in Japan, especially for guys of Brock's caliber with the stature and the whole thing, because Japan actually treats wrestling, professional wrestling, like it's a real sport. Like, it's not fake to them. They don't look at it.
I guess he's probably earned a lot more, because I was just looking at his WWE and UFC contracts. That's all I looked at.
You know what I'm saying? And then he's got endorsements at the Yang. This dude coming out with Jimmy John's on his shorts to wrestle.
Okay, I don't know anything about, like, also his advertising thing. I know John Cena is the advertising specialist.
He's had his own private plane for 20 years.
So he's made bank.
He got his own farm in South Dakota or wherever he lives.
So you make almost more wrestling outside of the ring doing a bunch of the stuff when you become that level.
For him, hell yeah. Because that's a monster that you can market at so many different levels, especially for Brock.
I guess just when I looked at his UFC and WWE careers combined.
Then when he came back.
Just a touch over $20 million.
When he came
That's
back,
what I was a little shocked at.
He probably was getting his fattest money because he was only really wrestling on the major events. He'd be the champ, but you would only see Brock for like major stuff.
Eyes Wide Shut was the movie that I would have handled. I could have learned about the Illuminati and Nicole Kidman looked good. I mean,
J-Ham, quickly, while I'm over here teaching and y'all bothering us and whatnot. Hey, about the wrestling deal with Brock Lesnar, I saw a lot of young kids crying. Is Brock Lesnar worthy of the tears that were shed this weekend?
If you're a kid, you know what? Some kids love their little bitty bunnies, all right?
I mean, that's your childhood.
Yeah,
hanging it up. So for them, it's like they'll never see him in the ring. No
okay,
more.
It was like for Brickhouse Brown for me. Okay,
yeah.
Got
see, I can appreciate what you were saying right there about Brickhouse Brown, Iceman, King Parsons, them old school cats that we
Reggie B. Fine.
Of course, Reggie B. You know, Reggie B. still rocking that same fur that he had in the '90s. Right now.
Oh, yeah, Brock, never mind.
Brock got that paper.
I was going to say, one of our listeners hit me up at the Sissy's Log Cabin text in listener line where life's too short for ordinary jewelry and started it off quickly. Well, John, you're only looking at what he earned during two small things he's done in his career. And his career is extensive, from television shows, major pay-per-view events, special appearances and attractions, and he talks about the amount of money he had made over in Japan. Homie was making $12 million a year.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I can believe that. That sounds about
That's
right.
More than the WWE superstars.
He's always been one of those who was actually bigger than the brand that he represents. As far as wrestling goes, he got to be actually bigger than it, especially after he came back from UFC. And he broke the Undertaker streak at WrestleMania.
Oh, wow.
He became the dude like that.
He also said that Lesnar has various income streams, such as merchandise sales, licensed video games appearances. Yeah. They use his voices, special appearance fees and promotions, celebrity status, blah, 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 endorsement deals. Holy hell, he says his endorsement deals have made him roughly $100 million.
Yeah. I said a man.
Never
was,
mind.
He was wrestling with the Jimmy John's logo on his shorts at a time where guys weren't doing that. They weren't.
Dude, I will tell you something. Jimmy John's, though, I'm just going to be like, you ain't no advertising with me. And plus, I only been there once, had one bad experience.
He was doing this in 2015. He had Jimmy John's logos on his t-shirts and his shorts coming to the ring. It's like this dude had NIL as a wrestler even before NIL became just a commonplace thing, you know, within college sports and beyond. Also, WWE is giving out NIL deals now, too, to a whole lot of kids.
Say that again?
They're giving out NIL deals in WWE, meaning where with them, you have an opportunity to come and train and work with them after your playing career is done if you want a second career in with them, which is a lot of their roster. Guys are former college athletes. Bron Breakker, college football player, got cut by the Ravens in the last cut as a running back. He would have been Lamar Jackson's running back right now.
Dude.
Top WWE superstar.
I guess what freaks me out is I'm looking at, like, you know, Arch Manning, who's made $7.1 million in his college career and only started one season.
Yeah.
Hell, Livy Dunn, do you remember? Like, you know, Paul Skeens is known because of his pro baseball.
Right.
But down at LSU, the amount of money that girl was making, she made $5 million while she was gymnastics, bro.
No.
Bronny James, bro, I couldn't believe it. They talked about what they wanted to give him to come back to school, like $5 million or something like that.
He got that from the Lakers on.
Cooper Flagg made $5 million from Duke.
I mean,
or 4.8. It's close enough.
Somewhere in there.
Shador Sanders made a hell of a lot of money at Colorado. I think he was also 4.8.
It'd be like half these programs' budget, if not more.
I know. That's why I look at Memphis and we're spending $10 million on our team. And I'm like, how are we supposed to compete?
But then the people that you're in the conference competing with are pretty much spending around 4 to 6.
The crazy thing is, too, do you want to know, because I looked this up over the weekend. Are you ready to hear this? This is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Since July 1st, 2021. When the NCAA finally allowed athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. Since then, and I'm not going to bring up the court case. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about since they started paying players, because I can't remember how big of a brick it was. It was like $600 million or something.
Something crazy like that.
Right? Yeah, and like when you split up between all the athletes, I mean, it's going to be a check. I'm sure Gabe got a little check. old Gabe Kuhn over at ESPN in the afternoon. But, like, the numbers are going to mess you up, okay? Division I athletes that have received NIL that have been six figures. How many athletes do you think since 2021, and this just goes to the end of 2025, nobody this year is counting.
4 years.
3,711 athletes have made six-figure deals. 3,711.
That's about right.
We're talking about $1 million when I say six figures, by the way, people. Like, I mean, you can say 999,000, and you can say that's six numbers or whatever, but it's the one in them six damn digits behind it that I'm talking about. I guess you would say 100,000.
You mean seven or eight figures that you're talking about. No, eight figures would be billion. So
No. I'm talking about like them six zeros behind that one.
Oh, the six behind the one. So you're talking millionaire status.
Yeah, millionaire status. Just $1 million, you know, deals.
It's college athletes. Ain't that about right? It's really about right.
And then, by the way, like the other thing is have you, like, I've been looking at another thing that I was looking over the weekend, and they were talking about, like, you know, BMW secured a deal along with, like, Subway, Cash App, to where now they're giving the Heisman Trophy winner $1 million. You know what I mean?
I can dig it.
No, I dig it. I'm not mad. I'm just saying it is a different world.
Way different world, bro. Way different. You can't even really evaluate it the same way.
I mean, hell, the UConn girl Paige Becker made $1 million playing college basketball for women.
Paige,
like, you know that Penny Hardaway looks over at UConn's women's basketball budget and starts bitching.
Paige, AZ, Juju.
Yep.
You know, even when Angel was in school, when they was able to, Juju so paid. It ain't even funny. Because Juju got a signature shoe, yo. You know what I'm saying? She's a, like, signature Nike athlete. And she's just going into her senior year.
By the way, Arch Manning, this kid, I hope he's great this year.
You got to think, of course, the Manning name also attached to that helps the value. Can only...
Dude, Arch Manning has EA Sports, Red Bull, Uber.
He got all the winning stuff.
Voyeur. Voyeur.
He got all the winning stuff. He got anything with his uncles.
I mean, Carson Beck.
Hey, those quarter zips commercials coming. You know they coming.
Yeah,
they coming.
It's like I can see him on the General or something. You know what I'm saying? Him and Eli.
I mean, Jeremiah Smith, they said he turned down. How much money did I say last week?
10, I think, something
like $10 million dollars or something.
Him, I actually bought it. But Yaxel saying that he could have got eight and settled for four. No, Yaxel, you tripping. Stop lying. You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie to kick it.
I mean, one thing I also know, there's a lot of teams that just wish they could have given their, like, I also, like, this is where I struggle, like Troy Aikman. Again, imagine giving Dante Moore a personal check at your crib for $1 million to get him to come to UCLA, and then 3 weeks later he transfers to Oregon and keeps the $1 million check and doesn't even call you. And then Texas Tech's got billionaires just spending money like it's going out of style over there with the Red Raiders. I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this. TCU is going to have a tough time in a major conference competing with A&M, Texas, and Texas Tech with all the billionaires spending all that buku-ass cash.
That's true.
And, dude, I don't even know if you noticed this. Do you know who's starting to spend money again? Nebraska. They put $600 million renovations. And you saw their basketball team.
That's what I'm saying. They uplifted it. Not just
and believe it or not, Phil, a lot of their revenue comes from volleyball.
That's where I was just about to go.
I can't believe how many times. How do you sell a football stadium out for volleyball, bro? Pimping. One, I think volleyball is the most underrated.
Squad.
Women's volleyball is the most underrated sport in the United States. I will believe this. You know what I just realized? I don't know if I should tell this, people. Investors, reach out to me. We need to make pro volleyball, women's pro volleyball.
Well, we got a good start already right here with our homie Ashley Sane. You got a junior volleyball academy starting, so we got a good ground to start.
That's a good
from.
Point.
We can get with him.
Darian's daughter, she's playing volleyball.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's he's like all that. Into it. Darian Newsom's become a volleyball dad. My first gig that I ever got paid for was PA announcing at Elmer Roan Fieldhouse for the women's volleyball games when I was a
student.
It was the greatest job I ever had. And we had more Slovenians. The names, and I worked on them too, buddy.
Well, like, why you ain't still get that job? But he can't be the creepy old man.
No, dude, I'm old, bro. And there ain't no way I'm doing none of that. I told y'all, time out real quick.
Jay Ham, it gets creepy.
This was the thing that I was going to take. Do you not remember? Do y'all remember my daughter's, was it her freshman or sophomore year? And then Chas now put Cheer Dad on the back of all my shirts that I wear, Dad, down there.
I didn't see
because
those.
Okay, so cheerleaders in Oxford and in college football, they do quarters. So you're at one end zone, and then the next quarter you're over here at the other one, and then you rotate to this one down here, and you rotate.
I've seen that.
So, like, you know, she's here, and then she's there, and then when she comes to my side, I run down. And I always am like, hey, boo, love you. Mwah. I'm like, blow her kisses and stuff. I'll take a picture of her. And then I realized behind me was where they put all the high school prospects.
The recruits.
And I heard this one dude go, check out this creepy old man. And I turned around and I said, no, that's my daughter. I'm not creeping.
He laughed like
He's like, yeah, sure, bro. I was like, dude, I'm a cheer dad, man. I swear that's my daughter. I'm blowing my daughter a kiss. I'm not a perv. So the rest of my shirts had cheer dad on the back and a pin with Savannah's picture on it. As a Ole Miss cheerleader. I came prepared so nobody would call me a perv.
Good looking out, Chas.
Yeah, thank you, Chas. Just wish you could have, like, foreseen it. You know, that's when go Miss Cleo on me. That's what I need.
I bet that was fun as hell.
Dude, not for me. I was so embarrassed. It's like, no, I'm not.
Too bad, Bentley, you turn around. No.
I feel like there was some no-no-nos when you watch the best teams in the NBA play some of the more poor teams. Detroit has a lot of work to do, but as big as Wendell and Paolo and Franz Wagner. Hans and Franz, they're going to give you a little bit of trouble. It was the first game ever Detroit's, like most of these guys have ever played in the postseason.
They went there last year.
They weren't worth it.
They won two games in MSG.
They did what beat two against New York. And I got to take a timeout because we have three games tonight. Raptors and the Cavs. Cavs are a 9.5-point favorite.
That's about right.
Total 222.5.
That's about right, too.
That's at 6. That's on the Peacock.
All three on Peacock.
But NBC too, right?
NBC's got the 7 and the 9:30.
7 and 9:30, and the Peacock's got the 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Peacock is – that's why I was saying Peacock at Raptors and Cavs.
Yeah.
Then you have Hawks and the Knicks. New York's a 6.5-point favorite, total 217.5. And then we have the T-Wolves and the Nuggets tonight. Denver, 7.5-point favorite, 230.5 in his total. I'm planning on making a big fat brick.
I'm with you.
Let's make that money. But first, we're going to have fun with a little bit of hardwood because it feels so good on the other side. It's almost as fun as when you get your car powder coated. Like, dude, you know you can get a new paint job.
Why? Well, you can just call Rick.
Yeah, why paint when you can powder coat? Because you know what happens when you get a new paint job? Somebody always scratches your car. Some kid skis your car. Guess what? Powder coating, it doesn't rust. It doesn't chip. It doesn't fade. It bonds to the metal. It is the metal. And it's gorgeous. They do everything. Automotive, ornamental, industrial, anything metal. Don't paint powder coat. Go to rickspowdercoating.com. That's Rick's Powder Coating. The only place to go, rickspowdercoating.com. Back in two shakes, I got wood because it feels so good on Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin.
for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It's a beautiful Monday. It's a faux 20 kind of Monday, if you didn't notice. I think brunch should be a requirement on 420, and every single employer should have to provide brunch.
Brunch is going to become a real thing when we move through 2026 for his 2027
employees. By the way, I don't know if anybody ever told me brunch. I really think that's a Johnny original.
Hey, we going. Ain't nobody trademark nothing, man. You
my wife that. Used to always want to go to blunt. I mean, to blunt, brunch.
You ain't nobody trademark that, man. You got that.
And I would always tell her, I ain't doing no brunch unless I blunch first. It's Sunday, bruh. I don't even want to get up.
That's true.
Till noon.
That's true.
It's Saturday. I don't even want to get up till noon.
She's trying to get there about 10:30, 11.
Yeah, like, dude, go get you a mimosa, girl. Just put a bottle of champagne and some orange juice in the refrigerator. I make great eggs.
For you, orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
Yeah. Exactly. I like that mommy's juice from Whole Foods. Got like ginger and beets and kale and all kinds of stuff. That's what I'm drinking with my lunch. Get that health on. Now, you want to be healthy? I hope you do. And
that's the way to live.
Tell you one thing, eating a bunch of chicken wings is probably pretty healthy for you, because those suckers were like, they had some fried ones, they had some grilled ones, they had some spicy ones, they had every type of chicken wing over the weekend. And I did want to give a shout out to Wing Fest champions. What the Cluck won first place and won the big whopping 25K. What the Cluck 2. Well, 2 and 3 were first and second. They had a 1, 2, and a 3. They had three teams. I think their first place team was the What the Cluck 2, and then second place was What the Cluck 3.
You tell them they got to come with colors next time. One of them can be green and the other one can be blue or something.
Fat Side Up got third. I like the Fat Side Up.
All right, the streets want to know about Barnyard Pimps.
Man, the Barnyard Pimps just missed out. They were so close. They ended up sixth place. They were so good. Oh, and by the way, if you didn't notice the fried chicken, that was like Gus's fried chicken, dog.
Oh, there you go.
Did you not notice that? Tom was over there. Yeah, hey, like, that's why you were like, man, I know this chicken is so delicious and spicy. Yeah. That's Gus's, bruh. But you had a South Main Smokers. They got fourth place. And hold my beer and watch this.
They had a long line all day.
Yeah, they did. They were fifth. So congratulations to everybody. But, man, we were out there having a fun, good weekend. And if you want to make sure that you have fun over the weekend, do me a favor. Quit relying on pills. Just go to Bluff City Health and Wellness. You can give them a call today, 901-800-7606, 901-800-7606. Why do I want to go to Bluff City Health and Wellness? Bro, try to take back control. Try to take back that confidence. Think about the Barry Bonds confidence. To play in that stadium and say, yeah, I can break the home run record. Yeah. Confidence.
Hitting it to the hardest side of the field to hit home
run. Confidence. No.
Well, you heard Barry when they asked him what happened with him and Bob Gibson. He's gone.
Yup. And by the way, I don't know if you know this. Do you know why Barry had so much confidence? He was the first person that was given the Apex RF.
I can believe it. He got it from staying in contact.
Sure did, man. And if you want to go to Bluff City Health and Wellness and get the Apex RF, it's about circulation, revitalization. It only takes 15 minutes. There's zero downtime, zero side effects, no needles, no pills, just nothing but blood flowing to that place that gives you a little sensitivity. It restores natural performance, enhances your stamina, and it's great for confidence. Because dead gummy, could you imagine? You depend on a pill and you can't find a pill?
Yeah, rough day going.
That'd be a rough, rough day. Apex RF.
Give a quick shout out to my guy Marino, Chef Marino. introduce you to him right before we get ready to get My man's got his own line of seasonings called Main Street Seasonings. And we're talking Maine. We're saying M-A-N-E.
That's like what Memphis, Maine.
Yeah.
Memphis.
But he's Maine. And he's representing that all the way out in Los Angeles, California, doing this thing.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, you know. So he flew. He actually came specifically for Wingfest. He didn't know that we were going to be rocking, though.
That is pimp, man. We got to get him in next year before he comes on.
Next time you come to town, bro, you got to come out to us in studio, bro.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Now, I got a question for the young buck, Jared. Do you know how to do? Do you know how to go to Hardinwood?
Yeah, I've been taught.
He's been taught.
There we go.
He's also funny as hell. Tell everybody where you are on TikTok, because bro, you're funny.
My TikTok is at It Could Only Be, all together, no spaces. It Could Only Be.
Check him out. He's hilarious. I'm going to take us to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
James Franklin, bro.
That was flawless, Jared.
Goodness gracious,
what's up
James.
With James Franklin?
So you know that he failed at Penn State. Miserably.
What you call that, a failure?
Yeah, never beating a good team, having a preseason top three ranking.
Except Paterno.
I was going to say... Yeah, and he did. Well, you know what is it? Nobody diddled anybody. Okay,
he won there.
Yeah, you won being a good human being. If that's our standard, like, how about let's keep monsters away from our children?
That's about how we use the word diddle.
I mean, what was that crazy ass? What was his name? The asshole
Sandusky. Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky, sick bot. Is he dead yet?
Not the Jerry Sandusky who was the play-by-play guy for the Baltimore Ravens, who spells his name with the G. Not him.
Yes.
Jerry, the old bastard in State College.
Is he dead yet?
No, he ain't dead yet.
Man, that'll be a good day. We should celebrate that day as well.
Mike McQueary probably wish he was, though.
I bet.
They tried to kill Mike just because Mike told the truth.
Yeah.
Got wrong for that, man. Shout out to Mike McQueary.
Well, James Franklin, I guess, he did succeed in the fact that he doesn't have a scandal, other than the fact that he could never win, and last year was supposed to be the best team Penn State ever had, and, of course, it failed massively.
He came up at Virginia Tech, though.
But he left, and he went to Virginia Tech. And you're thinking to yourself, bro, we got our spring game. I'm back. You know, Hokie Nation has really lost its swagger since... basically Frank Beamer and Lunch Pail and Mike Vick running around there. Like people, I told this to a kid the other day. Mike Vick played at Virginia Tech. He said I was a liar. He goes, he played for the Falcons. I said, in the NFL. And no, I'm not lying. He did. Yes, he did play for the Falcons, but he went to college at Virginia Tech. Who? I said, they Hokies. You've never heard of the Hokies? And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I was like, this boy was 17 years old, dude. I was embarrassed for him.
You know what? I discussed him off there. That sounded like some...
If he was a grown man, I'd keep talking about him and say his normal name. Because if he was 18, just a couple months from now, boy, I'm going to roast you. Hey, you can go to jail. I can roast your ass.
Be qualified.
But you know, James Franklin, man, he's taken over the Virginia Tech program after leaving Penn State. And you know, he did a great job at Vanderbilt, where he, you know, propelled himself to Penn State. Now he's taking a step back and he's going to Virginia Tech trying to rebuild his program. So their spring game is happening this Saturday, all right? And he decides that I want to make this spring game bigger and better than any spring game they've ever had here at Virginia Tech. So guess what he did? He hired a skydiver to parachute in with the biggest American flag you've ever seen. They are, like, this is the spring game, man. They got all the bells and whistles. Skydiver is coming in. American flag.
Before you finish.
America.
Before you finish.
America.
Is this going to be anywhere on the level of funny is the AKA's hiring Trick Daddy?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, again, this is his, like, they haven't run a play yet at the spring game. They're getting ready to kick off. And homie's bringing the American flag down in a football. Well, the man on the dude who was skydiving might have been a little 420'd.
What'd he do?
Homie ran right into the damn scoreboard with the American flag. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's dangling from the scoreboard, bruh.
What's this? Let me find it. This is, there's video available. This.
Oh, yes. It's amazing. But yeah, it delayed the start of their spring game by guess how long? More than an hour.
I was going to say an hour and change.
It was hour and almost 15 minutes. So they're ready to kick things off. They're doing it the right way. We got a new coach. James Franklin's here. Let's go. Got a parachuter. He's bringing in the American flag. He's bringing in our football. And then whap! Right into the scoreboard. Clip that junt. Dude was dangling upside down. Like, homie's alive, by the way. Not like,
he up there with the AKs for this one.
Okay, dude,
I got a video.
You
got
to admit, that is one of those things where you say to yourself, like, you know.
I mean, he gliding down real smooth.
Do you have to pay him still if he fails?
You better.
You just screwed up the game for an hour and 15 minutes.
Hey, man. I don't know.
I'm just saying. Like, I expect, like, if the parachuter came in and landed on the 50 but didn't pull the chute, do you, like, you don't have to pay him.
The chute saved his man's life.
Yeah, it did. He caught the... Right. Well, the American flag got him tripped up because it hits the scoreboard. The chute comes down, grabs the corner. The American flag's dangling. He's dangling. It looked like he held onto the football, though.
Yeah, if you held on to the football,
held onto the football.
We going to the next play.
I don't know, man. That just,
that's
like,
live, though.
That is like what, but it also just is like that if you're a Virginia Tech fan, is that a. I
think that's a bad omen.
Like, we screwed? Like, Mike Vick ain't walking through that door.
Bruce Smith ain't evil.
No.
D'Angelo Hall, none of them.
Oh, no. So, Diana Russini, you know who she is?
That's the one who got caught up with Vrabel.
Yeah, and she had to resign. She shouldn't have had to resign, man.
I heard her husband hired a private.
That's family. Exactly what I was getting ready to say, man. Bro, you petty, dog. Just divorce her ass.
He probably was setting that up.
Yeah, but he didn't have to put it on page 6 of TMZ or whatever.
But she kind of put herself
or
on page
6. Is that the actual
kinda,
website?
She kind of put herself on page 6 first by being seen.
Well,
cause they happy.
One day after she resigned from the Athletic, she had a she did something great. She rescued an old man and his dog from a car crash. The day after she had to retire, after all this stuff, she still stopped at a wreck and helped an old man and his dog out the car.
She learned you at the end of the show and told you to get out there and make the world a better place.
Yes, she did. Dude was 73-year-old, man. I don't know how old the dog was, but the dog's fine, too.
Save the elderly and the pet. Can't help that. That's making the world a better place.
I just want you to know now I forgive her 100%. If you want to come interview me, you're more than welcome.
I didn't ever have no smoke for her because ain't nothing that she did was proven for what the narrative suggests.
I mean, again, it ain't like, again, what does it matter?
It really is.
She's a good reporter. And don't be mad because Mike Vrabel is a big old former NFL football player and was putting moves on your girl and probably hit a home run.
Now, what I would hope for Mike Vrabel is that if it don't get too messy on him, that he don't get one of those court cases like Steve Smith got for wrecking marriages.
Oh, gosh.
Bro, I can't even say what he want to say.
Did they have that back? Like, how is my girl... Larsa Pippen not been hit with that one.
Oh, that's a state. That's a state by state type thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think
every chick on Basketball Wives would be guilty too.
It's true. Very true.
I mean, damn.
In California, they just take.
I'm late for
away.
A break. He's over there giving me the sign. It looks like he's doing the chicken wing because he's kind of skinny. But I'm gonna take a quick time out.
Matt Hill said James Franklin had this kind of from Wish.
You know what? If that dude wasn't in jail, the chicken McNugget with no arms and no legs, I bet you he could have done it. I just don't know how he pulls his chute.
Well, we wrap.
How would the chicken nugget pull his chute?
When we wrap up the year end of Hardwood Stores, it's going to be a wild year, y'all. We're just in April, and it's already wild.
We also got three of the best bets. I am. And by the way, you got a couple? Because I got three.
I'm with the same three you're with.
Man, let's rock and fire because we got three big NBA games. I'm probably going to play a performance, though. And I also do a little end line, and I'm going to tell you what to watch. Don't touch the dial. It's time to gamble. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Not only can you listen to your favorite shows on Sports 56, you can also watch video of the shows live on Twitter and YouTube. Watch and listen every day
at Sports 56 WHBQ.
Now, this is one of those things, when things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Happy hour on a beautiful 420. I like to get high. CoachDispensary.com. Check him out. Steele, Missouri. Only 60 minutes away. But I also will tell you one thing that I love more than almost anything. Y'all know I'm like a germ freak. Do y'all know that? Like, you know that, don't you, Jay?
I did know that.
You did know that?
I did.
I'm kind of a, I have an issue with smells. Like a big issue. I do not like them. I don't like bathrooms that are gross, dirty, and stanky. And I don't feel like when I walk in, I'm going to come out with a gash. I want to feel clean. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, if you have a business, if you're a business owner, you might want to pay attention. Because I'm going to give you some money to gamble and pay everybody you need to. But I'm going to tell you how to protect what matters the most. EnviroMaster. Their services are ridiculous and they pay for themselves. EnviroMaster is a health and safety company, okay? They provide complete disease control, disease prevention, odor control programs for commercial properties, for restrooms, for restaurants. They got things where they take care of drains. They do everything. They got pressure washing power systems. I'm just telling you, don't take a chance. Let EnviroMaster kill the germs that kill your business. Seriously, if you nasty, ain't coming, bro. Right now, EnviroMaster is already protecting over 300 Memphis area customers. So let EnviroMaster protect your business. Call 901-500-5361. That's 901-500-5361. Reach out to my guy, Dennis. He's the manager over there. Weekends, they work. All the time, they work. Anything going down, they got you covered. You can also check them out at online at enviro-master.com. Got to make that money, man, that money, man. Got to make that money, man, that money, man. I am so fired up because on 420, it's time to sit back, relax, smoke us a little blunt, and watch a lot of basketball. First game, Toronto and Cleveland. All right, now, just got to say, I like the under for one specific reason. Do you realize both teams shot almost, like, the Cavs were 16 of 32 from the three-point line. The damn Raptors were 13 for 27 at 48%. Both teams shot 54% from the field. They both took over 28 free throws. 35 for the Raptors. They ain't getting 35 free throws, the Raptors, this time. I'm taking Cleveland. I'm laying the points. And I'm also going under 222.5. I mean, you had a 66-point first quarter and a 66-point fourth.
Yeah. Everything that you just said with that, I'm riding with you.
What you said?
I got Anthony Edwards on the late game, 36.5 on points total, points, rebounds, and assists. Go over on that. I got Jokic getting the triple-double, and I got Jamal Murray going for three threes.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Do you think there's any chance that the Hawks can shoot their way out of this game? Or do you think they can?
They can.
This is the game to play back.
Mikal didn't play well the other day. He's got to play better tonight. CJ's got to get back to being CJ, and Jalen Johnson has to lay his imprint down.
I'm leaning Nuggets as well, and also going under Nuggets. I'm laying 6.5 and taking the under. Edwards looks healthy and aggressive, but the Wolves can't steal nothing. That's my time, boys and girls. Enjoy 420.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.